Now, Vince Consiglio, who is president of the Michigan chapter of ABATE, which is American Bikers Aiming Toward Education. Good evening, Vince. How are you?
Good, Cheryl. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well this evening. Thank you for your patience for a minute there. Wanted to talk to you. I've had a few guests on the show who have talked about wanting some changes in the helmet laws in the state of Michigan. Tell me about what ABATE is and who your organization is comprised of.
Well, ABATE is a motorcycle rights group. We have members across the state. A lot of our members are veterans. They all generally ride motorcycles or believe in motorcycle rights. And we basically look at legislation and fight for different pieces of legislation. Obviously, the helmet law is one we're most famous for, but we have indeed fought for and been successful in the motorcycle safety program, kept that money solvent, even though despite the state budget crisis over the last 10 or 15 years, we've kept the public motorcycle safety program funded and going. We've also fought for motorcycle awareness and basically for motorcycle rights.
Well, and when we talk about that changes in the helmet law, of course, in the state of Michigan now, if you're riding a motorcycle, you have to have a helmet on. Why is it that you would want that changed?
Well, we believe it's up to the individual rider to make that decision on any gear, whether it be a leather jacket, a helmet, or not. Michigan is the only Great Lakes state that has a mandatory helmet law for adults. In other words, if you look at all the surrounding states, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, none of those states have a mandatory helmet law. So we believe that the motorcyclists in Michigan should have that right to choose to.
Why does having a mandatory helmet law, Vince, put the state of Michigan at a disadvantage in your view when it comes to motorcycle riding?
Well, so many people go on trips across the country and take their tourist dollars like I do myself, and they ride in states that they have a choice whether or not to wear a helmet or not. And motorcyclists are basically, won't say well off, but we're generally older and have cash, and I like to spend our money on our hobbies, and cycling being that one of those hobbies that we generally spend money out of state because of the fact that in Michigan you have to wear a helmet.
Now, and please accept this in the spirit of which it is intended, Vince. Instinct tells me that I would want to protect myself while riding a motorcycle. What am I missing here?
Okay, well, basically, a helmet doesn't prevent an accident. So as much as people that don't ride believe that a helmet is an end-all to motorcycle safety, the facts are that a helmet doesn't prevent an accident, and that a helmet may help you and may not. It depends on the accident, just like a leather jacket may help you or may not. And the facts are that the public believe that, you know, they have that misconception that a helmet will save the rider. Well, a helmet's only rated for 13 miles an hour. Now, there isn't much traffic on, you mentioned the traffic jam on 127. There isn't much traffic. They're probably going under 13 miles an hour now. Generally, on 127, if you go 13 miles an hour, you're going to get crushed anyway. So the bottom line is that, and I tell new riders this, I do a lot with new riders. I spend a lot of time on rider education myself personally, teaching riders. And I tell new riders that, hey, if you could get an armor suit, get it, because you're going to need it most in the first 6 months of riding. But after that, I firmly believe that a rider over 21 should be able to decide on their own.
And I guess that's part of the point I was wondering about. Why not, you know, if you said if you can get an armor suit, do it. Why not have those extra things that could help you in the event? I mean, if you're wearing shorts and a T-shirt and get in a motorcycle accident, if you survive, you're gonna spend the rest of your life picking gravel out of your leg. You know, why not be wearing the equipment that could help? And I'm sure not trying to argue with you, Vince. I'm
just asking the
question.
I'm sure you're trying to understand it. Well, just and I would suggest to you, if you can get a motorcycle helmet, wear it for 6 or 8 hours. And that's about, if I travel from Lansing to Marquette, that's about a 6 to 8 hour ride. so or up to the bridge, and wear that helmet for 6 or 8 hours in your car and see what you think as far as it restricting your movement, the weight of the helmet, the fatigue of the helmet. And, you know, like I said, the helmet, if it prevented accidents, we'd be the first people for it.
What about, and some people say, argue, when they're arguing the point, say it'll increase insurance and health care costs for taxpayers.
Well, then I guess my response to that is, how come we don't get an insurance break for helmet law? You check the insurance rates with those other states that I mentioned, Ohio and Illinois and Indiana, you'll find that not only is motorcycle insurance, more so is car insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then we pay into the catastrophic fund full amount, just like a car. But if we are hit by a deer, or if you go off the road by yourself, or if you hit another motorcyclist, you're not covered.
Well, and I have to tell you, Vince, that's a valid point. That's definitely a valid point. You've been teaching safety, and unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time left, for more than 3 decades, according to some reading that I was able to do. Do you think that when people have the choice, they will make the right choice?
Well, I think people will look at their individual situation and make that choice that we hope is successful for them. You know, I cannot guarantee my own safety, but I certainly hope the more prepared you are for traffic, the better off they're going to be.
Well, Vince, I can't thank you enough for taking some time to discuss this with me. I appreciate your time, and I look forward to speaking with you again.
All right, sure. Have a great day.
You as well.